anything else than they could use it for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them made dresses out of, or shirts out of sugar sacks and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between a dish towel and a dishcloth?
Well, a dish towel you dry with, and a dishcloth you wash the scrub with.
Okay. Okay.
Dish rag, you call it.
Okay, and you also use the dish rag to get the food stuck on it?
Yeah, and then you scald that white water with a dishcloth.
Okay. What do you call the small piece of cloth that you use when you wash your face or when you're taking a bath?
I know what it is.
Small square of terry cloth when you're bathing your face.
Yeah. Hand towel sometimes. Wash rag.
Wash rag. Okay, fine. And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A heavy bath towel.
Okay. And what do you call the water pipe in the at the kitchen sink that you
faucet?
Turn water. Okay, if it's out in the yard, like if it's out in the yard, in the front yard for you to hook a hose up to, what do you call it then?
Connection, hose connection.
You call it a faucet, connection?
Yeah.
Do you still call it a faucet?
Yeah, faucet, okay. Connection.
Okay. What if it's on a portable water container, like on a jug or a barrel?
Well, you just have to go there and get it filled, I guess.
Yeah, but that little place where you turn on the water, if it's on a jug or a barrel, what do you call it then?
Not a spigot. Spigot.
It's a spigot then? Okay. It's not the same thing. It's not called a faucet then. It's called
a spigot. Spigot, yeah.
Okay.
Like a beer barrel.
Okay. Okay, in the winter, when it gets really cold, the pipes have to be watched, because if you don't watch them or if you don't protect them, they may
burst, freeze and burst.
Okay. Okay. What do you call a large container in that maybe 3 or 4 feet high that you would store meal or flour in an old store?
They call them flour bins, sugar bins, B-I-N-S.
Or if it's made out of
container,
wood?
Container, well. It still would be a bin, they call it a bin.
And it's
like
round?
A flour bin. Like in the kitchen cabinet, they have a flour bin on it.
A bin?
Yeah, they call it B-I-N.
A flour bin.
Yeah, a B-I-N bin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, I compare this. They, on these cabinets, they have a thing you tilt forward, you pull it out, and that you reach in there and scoop out the sugar or flour or whatever in that bin, and you push it back up. Tilts this way. That's a more modern thing, the kitchen cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
But in the olden days, they kept it in tin containers or something that wouldn't sweat and kept it dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of them have wood and some of them use buckets with lids on, tighten it if it will, to keep the ants away from the sugar and so forth. That's a problem I had then, you see.
Really?
Somehow I had jars that locked tight, the ants couldn't get into them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in those days, they had to fight those things, and that's where they had to fight with. Keep them off, and they had to draw the water.